We are the ladies of Spark My Interest. My name is Diana.
What an evil little prank.
I'm Deborah.
It's simply taboo.
I'm Jesse. Or.
Oh my god.
That's not.
No, we. It gets so interesting.
It gets even more.
Oh my gosh.
What?
All right, we're coming into harvest season. Oh my. Heat waves
How are
over.
How are your gardens doing? I feel like everybody has a harvest right now. Like everybody planted a garden this year.
This pandemic, for sure.
It's like, what else you gotta do?
Yeah, my sister's been sending me all these pictures of this amazing salsa she's been making.
Oh, my husband just made salsa too. It's so good. And it's like all from our garden. Peppers.
Yeah.
Tomatoes, everything. I'm like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. Outside of the garlic we used, everything came from the garden. Mm. tastes like hail. Yeah.
Plus you have those amazing orange trees.
Yeah, we do. We do get oranges and lemons. Lemons, there's like a span of 6 weeks that we don't have them. And I'm like, oh my God, I don't know what to do. We're so spoiled. Mm-hmm. If you're listening to us for the first time, my name is Deborah.
I'm Diana.
I'm Jesse.
And we are the Spark My Interest podcast gals. We come together and we each have an article that we bring that sparked our interest. And we try to spark each other's interest and your interest as well. And at the end of the episode, we vote on which one was the most spark worthy. So that is us in a nutshell.
And with the start of season three, we've added a spark me up. Cue the sound effect. Jesse, I know you're not in the family, but we have a family text. It's a group text.
We have one of those going too in my family.
Yeah.
My mom asked a question the other day, and we were quite entertained by the answers and just the conversation that went around with it. And I thought, oh, let's just put it on the podcast because it's a good icebreaker. Mm-hmm. If you could have any artist knock on your door, band or solo act, to come in and serenade you, who would it be?
Ooh.
Yeah. And I had some time to really think about this one. So I'll answer first, Jesse, just to give you a few seconds. But so many people in my family kind of had the same answer. And I was like, no, I want to be different. I want to be different. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, you know what? You really can't beat a Beatle coming to see you. So I have to go with Sir Paul McCartney.
Mm-hmm. That's a good choice.
Yeah, it's
a great one. Plus, it's the best concert I've ever seen.
It really. We did see him. We've seen him twice.
Times, yeah.
If it's living, it's Paul McCartney. Mm-hmm. Deceased. Because if I could have any artist of any time, which I know there's a lot of controversy around this artist, but I just...
What is it, Michael Jackson?
We'll just keep it... Yeah.
He's a great artist.
I know there's a lot of controversy around him, but, you know, living or dead, I'd have to pick Michael Jackson.
And he's so nostalgic.
Yeah, he's so nostalgic, too.
But yeah, it is unfortunate that there is all that controversy.
Mm-hmm. Who are you picking, Jesse?
Well, if it was dead, Rosemary Clooney, of course. And then
your gal.
Yeah, and if it was alive, Michael Bublé.
Really? Mm-hmm. Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good serenade right there.
Yeah, that's really good. Well, I love that. That's a real good one. Well, let's move into our sparkler spot of the week.
Okay. I'm excited to hear who came up with what.
Ramona.
I just think of Ramona Quimby.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know her last name, but this is Ramona from Cleveland, Ohio.
Okay.
She says,
don't hate on us because our cubbies beat you in 2016, Ramona.
Oh, should we even bring that up right now? That just seems so mean. She said, saw this, love you ladies, would love for you to report on it. What are your thoughts? This is something, it's an article coming from UPI. I had never heard of them, upi.com.
Okay.
And it was published on August 13th of this year. In a nutshell, there was a little news segment from a shelter in Virginia that was talking about all the cats and whatnot that they have to adopt. And there was one cat named Dennis Quaid. And Dennis Quaid heard it. So Dennis Quaid adopted the cat.
No way. Oh, I love this.
Yeah, he adopted the cat. They interviewed him. He said it was just really off the wall, but I couldn't resist. I had to. I'm out to save all the Dennis Quaids of the world. That's a quote.
Oh, I love that.
He said, maybe we should start naming animals and shelters after different celebrities and see who bites. Mm. That'd be a good idea, huh? He basically stated that he has a new pet-themed podcast with Jimmy Jelinek. I think that's how you say his name.
Okay.
And so the cat is going to have a new home in the office that they share. So kind of just a happy little story. And yes, Ramona from Ohio, we do love that one. So thank you so much for sending it.
That's really cute.
Yeah, I'm like, it makes me feel really good about Dennis Quaid. You know, I'm like, wow, good for you, man. That's just really awesome. It said that he was bringing home, Jelinek was planning to fly to Virginia from Los Angeles during the upcoming weekend to bring Dennis Quaid the cat home. So that was taking place in mid-August. So this cat should be in place now. What a real feel good. Loved it. I was like, this is an amazing little sparkler spot. So thank you so much, Ramona. So let's dive into our article.
Let's do it.
Yeah. What do you get? Who wants to go first?
I can go first.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Have you guys, I know Deborah has. Jesse, have you ever played the game Cards Against Humanity?
Yes.
Okay. So it's a fun game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I think most people our age have played this game.
Yeah.
What I didn't know, they sent out a notice in 2014 that just said, we're trying to buy an island. And if you want to take part in it, just give us $15 and you would get this little pack of a new like deck of cards for the game. And then also you'd be a license holder of this land that they purchased. So they bought a plot of land. They called it, it's an island right off of Maine.
Okay.
And they've called it Hawaii 2.
But that's right up there by Nova Scotia. Yeah. I don't feel like they're going to feel like Hawaii.
Yeah. So they bought it. They did it to go towards the Sunlight Foundation. So the Sunlight Foundation says it is an American 501c3 nonpartisan nonprofit organization that advocates for open government. The foundation's primary focus is the role of money in politics. The organization seeks to increase campaign finance regulations and disclosure requirements. So that's where all this money went to, besides purchasing the 6-acre private island in Maine. It's off of St. George's Lake.
I'm looking at their website right now. It says Hawaii 2, the okayest place on earth.
So you can visit Hawaii too if you're a license holder. They have the do and don'ts, so you can hike, swim, leaf peep. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
Enjoy bird the watch, leaves.
Leaf peep. That's what that means.
Yeah, it's like people who like to look at leaves. Bird watching.
Think about dad. Squirrel watch. Take photos. Propose to a lover. Have an agonizing moment of self reflection. Look at your phone the whole time. You cannot litter. Hunt. Build a campfire, build anything, bury anything, cut, mar, or damage nature, leave your flag behind, leave pet waste. So everybody who owns it has a little flag. Mm. And I guess a lot of people who do likes to put their flag in the land. And so they have to go and take it away. The island hours are 6 a.m. to 8 p.m. It's literally just a piece of nature that they don't want disrupted by anything.
Okay.
So they're like, we wanted to buy this. We wanted proceeds to go to this sunlight project. And just to protect the habitat.
Yeah, and just get people involved. That's neat. No, I had never heard of that before.
So they're basically self-funding a park.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, they originally say they bought the island and then gave it away as a gift for the 2014 holiday bullshit campaign. It says, we sent 250,000 holiday bullshit subscribers a license and a map. They do not own the island, but you can be a license holder. And if you are, then you get to visit it and do all those things in the list that I've already provided. Yeah. And then the website's pretty cool, though. It says, but why? And it says, if someone else bought the island, they'd build a summer home or a condo or a TGI Fridays. This way, the island will be kept as a pristine piece of wilderness. You can read more about it here and you can click there.
Yeah,
so if you want...
Yeah, go ahead.
I was just going to say, if you want to know more, you can go. It's Hawaii 2, the number 2, dot website. And there's more information on it. I just had no idea that existed.
No. Yeah.
And I love it. I was like, man, I wish I had known about this because I would have done it.
Yeah, because it used to be the old way of doing things was if you got to be a popular enough brand, you would have some sort of theme restaurant or a theme park or something. Whereas in this case, they've done something to restore some aspect of nature, which is kind of a cool new direction. Mm-hmm. And I hope others follow suit. That would be great.
Wow. It makes me feel really good about them because sometimes that game, I'm like, wow. I mean, it can be really funny, but I'm like, probably could be super offensive too. So
it makes me want to like get an endangered species and put it on that island.
Yeah, just so it's safe.
Yeah, protected. Well, it's only 6 acres, so it'd really depend on the species, but still. I just found it so interesting that I was like, I need to report on it.
It was like my duty, you guys.
It was your duty and I loved it. It was awesome.
That's fun. It's a very strange little venture that they've done. Mm-hmm. But I'm intrigued.
I am too.
I'm getting more and more about the environment every day that I'm just like, yeah, this kind of stuff just makes me happy.
Yeah.
Something else that makes me happy is just like people finding stuff.
Oh, so are you going to do your next article, Deborah?
Yeah, I'm going to go into one. So from our sparkler spot, when I was like, I've never heard of UPI before. I was like, huh. So I started looking on the site and I found a really good article.
Oh, okay.
So this comes from UPI.com. It was published.
Thank you, Ramona.
Yeah, thank you, Ramona. Yeah, it's just odd news. August 11th, 2020 was when this was published. I'm not going to read the title because it will give too much away, but this is written by Ben Hopper. Okay, so a class ring from the 1930s.
Okay.
There's this guy. He's at work. He works like in a scrapyard in Oklahoma. Mm-hmm. And when they are going to crush cars and whatnot, they go through them all like, just make sure nothing else is in here. And when he was doing that, he found a 1933 Clinton High School class ring inside the vehicle. So this guy posted pictures of the ring on Facebook, kind of just hoping somebody might know something about it. Mm-hmm. So it did. It tracked down the owner. It had like initials and whatnot on it. So this woman, her name is Diana Willey, and she figured out that it was her mom's original ring. She had no idea that her mom had had it. Her mom had passed away in 1984. And so she was like, honestly, this is such a keepsake. It's something that you can pass down. She's like, she had several children. There's a ton of grandchildren. And now this is something that we can keep in the family and pass down.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just think like it was just found in this little tiny wooden box. I have one that's very similar from my grandfather on my dad's side that is from even earlier than the 1930s, which is just insane. And it just comes in this little wooden fragile. It's like a cardboard box material. Okay. And it looks the same way for this one.
That's really neat.
Yeah, it absolutely is. So I don't know. I was just thought how amazing and what a great eye. He could have gone missed so easily.
Mm-hmm. Or just end up in an antique shop or whatever.
Yeah.
Or a Goodwill.
Yeah.
A Goodwill or a pawn shop or something.
It reminds me of your dad finding his ring in the lake, right?
Oh, my dad? Yeah. Somebody who knew my dad's family found it in a river.
That's so crazy.
His class ring.
How long had he gone without it?
Oh, it probably was like 10, 15 years.
That's insane. Who has that ring now? Does your dad still have it?
It's at my grandma's house hanging from a nail in a little shadow box with all their high school memorabilia.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah that's cute. Jesse, it looks like you're up.
Okay, so mine is actually more of a practical information article this time. It's from the New York Times. It was published on August 13th, 2020 by Nicole Sperling and Brooks Barnes. And this is titled, We Are the Guinea Pigs, Hollywood Restarts Its Blockbuster Machine. So I don't know if you guys are aware that they're filming Jurassic World Dominion.
They're doing another one of those?
Yeah, with Bryce Dallas Howard.
I do like her.
Mm-hmm.
And it was filming in England, but they had to cease production during COVID. And now they're finally going back. And they're the first ones to go back to fully shooting. And they've had to implement like a 107-page safety manual. And the lengths they've gone to actually begin shooting again is pretty crazy. Like, I don't know if you guys have ever been on a big movie set as like an extra or something. But, you know, there's just people all over the place, right?
Right.
Milling around. Mm-hmm. Well, now they have the crew that is not necessary to be on set and the crew that is. And the crew that's supposed to be on set is called the green zone people, like the actors, the director, camera guys, the sound guys. But all of the carpenters, all of the lighting guys, all of the other miscellaneous production assistants and all those people are not in the green zone. So they have to go and they have the setup and then they have to get out of the way. And then they have to spray down the set and then they go on the set. It's like, and it's just nuts. And then they've put everybody up into a hotel together, all the actors and people that are going to be unmasked around each other. And they had to go into quarantine for 14 days. Three times a week, they get checked for the virus. But otherwise, inside this hotel, they've completely rented out. They can interact with each other without masks.
Mm-hmm. It's like a bubble.
Yeah, it's like a little bubble of the cast and director and whatnot. And they do their rehearsals there. They do everything there. And so it's going to be like, it's like the first experiment to see if this will work or not. They've already had, you know, not cast members, but miscellaneous crew members who weren't in the green zone test positive for COVID before they had to come on set. So they weren't able to come on, but they've since recovered and come on set. And so it's like, this could be the new normal for film productions from now on. And
I think they'd have, You would think they'd have like another bubble for like the crew and everything too.
Mm-hmm. Well, they do. Like the whole cast and crew, they're both in separate bubbles though, because all the miscellaneous crew, they can wear masks during the day. So they have less mm-hmm. restrictions, whereas the actors have to be unmasked during their work. So they have a lot more restrictions. You know what I'm saying? Because they're on camera.
Yeah. No, you're right. For sure. Man, that's interesting. And I hope we don't have to be doing this kind of stuff for much longer. But at the same time, it's like, I look at my own industry and I'm like, oh, people are like booking fully virtual events and hybrid events and everything through the summer of next year already. Then I'm like, oh my goodness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's going to be insane. It's going to be a long haul for sure. But you guys know Tyler Perry, right? The Tyler Perry movie. He has like a huge studio down in, I think it's Atlanta. They have a similar thing going on where their campus is like a closed campus. So all the projects they're working on, people who come in have to be quarantined. And once they're quarantined long enough, they can start working with other people at the compound, making the movies or whatever it is they're working on.
Yeah, it's smart.
Yeah.
It's very smart. No, it's that's it, interesting. Yeah. And it's like, it's just the way we are right now. Mm-hmm. But I love that people are really coming together to be like, all right, we need to be able to try to be as normal as possible. How can we do it? And they're mm-hmm. figuring it out.
Yeah.
Which is really great.
People are burning through Netflix left and right. We got to put some more content
more
out.
Stuff.
Well, yeah, what's wild is, I mean, all of this separation and organization comes with a cost. Like they basically set these two entrances up that have like floor to ceiling plastic and they have special areas for certain people and it's all.
I hate having the floor to ceiling plastic though. It's so bad for the environment.
Yeah.
It was funny on Rants and Raves a couple of weeks ago, Jessica got into a commercial. She couldn't say what it was for, but she said that she never even saw the director because he was like hidden under a blanket.
Yeah.
I was like, man, that's just fascinating.
Yeah, it's going to change how things are done for sure. What I'm kind of mm-hmm. curious about is how it's going to change. I mean, there's going to be, like I said, there's going to be an added cost. So they're going to have to cut mm-hmm. costs elsewhere. So they're probably going to have smaller teams of people working on things. You won't have as many production assistants. Actors will have to do more for themselves. Like one of the things they mentioned was like Bryce Dallas Howard, she gets to work with her dresser and like her makeup artist. Mm-hmm. A lot of them would travel with those people and they had to be taught how to put her microphone on and
you
know, all the things that she has to have on that's gear related. They have to learn how to put on her so that she doesn't have to interact with any other crew.
It's a good skill to have.
It really is.
Be like, oh, I do more than makeup.
Mm-hmm. So true. Mm-hmm. Crazy. Well, these have all been really interesting for sure. Is it bad that I feel like the sparkler spot was my favorite, though? The Dennis Quaid cat.
Ramona for the win.
I know.
Unfortunately, it wasn't an article. So what are we going to do here? So we have, my Hawaii 2 Island.
Yeah.
We've got Deborah's 1933 class ring.
Yeah.
And we have Jesse's Jurassic Park attempt at filming something and making it work in a bubble.
Man, I gotta go with the Hawaii 2.
Yeah.
I think I have to go with Hawaii 2 as well.
Me too.
It's just too funny.
It's too unusual and too cool and too good for
the world. Yeah.
It's funny. I feel like it's sort of a paradigm shift for companies. It's sort of like, wow, maybe other right people thing. Will do this.
Yeah. We need more land. We need more islands.
We need just...
Especially right in thing. This modern mm-hmm. day of coronavirus, you can't have you don't want to invest in a theme park, right? So why not invest in a nature location so that people can go there safely?
Yeah,
for sure. Well, Diana for the win. I think that's 2 weeks in a row for you.
Yeah, but last week wasn't unanimous. Still, you won 2 weeks in a row.
I ruined it.
Jesse ruined it. She didn't vote for mine.
But she voted today.
You did. And we love hearing from you all. If you would like to vote on here, you can catch this. We're going to send out a tweet asking how, if we got it right, like we do every week mm-hmm. on Twitter. If you would like to find us at our Twitter, you can find us at @interest_spark. If you would like to find us at our Instagram or Facebook, you can find us at Spark My Interest Podcast. And you can reach us at our Gmail at sparkmyinterestpodcast@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. And we would love those rates and reviews. Apple Podcasts or Podcast Addict or Podchaser, anywhere you can leave a review. We would love those 5 stars from you. Please go ahead and do so. We would love, love, love. It helps us absolutely grow. So you are doing us a big old favor. So that's it for me. Anybody else got anything they want to share?
No, I think we're good. I think we've had a good
speak for yourself, Diana.
Yeah, what the hell?
Okay, what about you, Jesse? What'd you have?
I don't have anything.
I knew it. Awesome. Well, until next week,
get sparked.